Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, February 6th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Harold Banner and Commerce Journal editor Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays: born this day in 1911, President Ronald Reagan, from WatchMojo.com.
One of his many nicknames was the Great Communicator.
We have every right to dream heroic dreams. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that?
Born February 6, 1911, in Illinois, Ronald Wilson Reagan was a Renaissance man in his youth, standing out in sports, theater, and school politics.
Born on February 6, 1885, the greatest baseball player of them all, George Herman Babe Ruth. The Babe recalls his legendary called shot in the 1932 World Series.
Well, I looked down at center field and I tore it. I said, I'm going to hit the next pitch ball right past the flag pole. Well, good Lord, it must have been with
me. It's going to be one of those things for the rest of our lives. Did he or did he not? I would say he did. I saw him point the bat out.
Born this day in 1945, reggae star Bob Marley.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you every day and every night. We'll be together.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, 97 today. On this day in history, in 1952, Princess Elizabeth of Great Britain, known as Lilibet in the family, becomes queen when her father, King George VI, passes away in his sleep.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill led the nation in grief.
During these last months, the king walked with death, as if death were a companion, an acquaintance whom he recognized and did not fear.
At the top of the charts in 1942, the Glenn Miller Orchestra and String of Pearls. On the KETR events calendar, a Dutch oven cooking program at 10 a.m. this Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. Savor the flavor of years gone by. You'll learn the basics of cooking in the Dutch oven, a bit of history about cast iron and the Dutch oven, and maybe a recipe or two. Be sure to bring a plate and a spoon to enjoy a taste. The class meets at the Honey Creek Amphitheater in the beautiful South Sulphur Unit. A Dutch oven cooking program at 10 a.m. this Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We always now, Caleb, start with a thought for the day. And the one I have today is, no person will make a great business who wants to do it all himself or get all the credit. And for that, we say thank you, Andrew Carnegie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a man to listen to about business right there.
A philanthropist of the first order there.
That's right.
And also, obviously, a great businessman. Indeed, he was. Well, big thing's about to happen with the Crossroads Mall in Greenville.
Yes, and about to happen is an excellent way to put it, because we're still not 100% sure when it will happen. The idea is that a developer's coming in, they're going to remodel the Crossroads Mall so where it's a big box mall, kind of like outlets and like Terrell and things of that nature.
Well, when I read that too, I thought of some of the shopping areas in Rockwall.
Yeah.
Now.
Exactly, absolutely. So instead of going into a mall and then, you know, finding these places, you would be, I mean, they'd still be connected, but you'd be able to kind of see those that all have outside kind of edifices there. It's going to be, their hope, the developer is going to invest about $11 million into the project, going to bring a lot of clothing, retail shops like Marshalls and Ross, Petco, Encore Shoes, stuff like that. They're supposed to start this week, but they've been saying that for a while, so I'll believe it when something actually happens and construction crews show up. But when it does happen, it should be a really exciting change for a mall that definitely, and I think desperately, needs an injection of some sort of energy.
Oh, yeah. Been a long time since much was happening out there. Now, some of those businesses still seem to be doing quite well. and will continue to operate
absolutely
at the mall.
Yeah, JCPenney and Staples, they'll all still be there. In fact, Staples is kind of already situated as kind of a big box
right
place, so they'll all still be there, and they're doing well.
And those structures will remain.
Yes, yeah. Those structures, yeah, their structure remain. Most of the work is going to be internal. You know, there'll be some outside work done, but most of it's going to be building the structure, you know, structuring it correctly inside of the building towards that big box kind of mall.
Now the city of Greenville is involved in this in some way, I understand?
Yes, yeah. The city of Greenville is paying the developer a grant, which is based on estimated or anticipated sales tax increases. So the developer is getting subsidies from the city of Greenville, but the city of Greenville is thinking, you know, obviously they're going to get that back in sales tax reimbursements.
Okay. Now, also the construction on the Splash Kingdom facility is about to begin.
Yeah, and again, we don't have an exact date on that. They have started hiring, which is a good, you know, a good indication that they're going to begin soon. They hope to be open by this summer. Their contract doesn't stipulate that they have to be, but that's what they're aiming for. And since, you know, they're really only viable during the summer months, you know, they've got a lot of pressure to make that happen. But they have to be open by next summer. So that's the way the contract is. But the fact that they're already hiring, I think, is a good indication that they'll be open for at least some of the summer months.
Yeah, that'll be right there on I-30.
Yes, it's supposed to be the hub of the new town center.
Yeah.
But we don't know what any of the spokes are yet.
We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Now, the Greenville ISD, the school board, is gearing up possibly for a bond election soon with the idea of building a new elementary school.
Absolutely. And you know, it hasn't officially been placed on the May 10th ballot. Hasn't been approved by the school board yet, but there is a steering committee looking at this. Initially, we were told it's going to be about a $90 million bond. That recently dropped to about a $60 to $70 million bond. They're going to look at to replace Bowie Elementary School. The cost of renovating it versus building a new one is roughly the same. Well, $3 million difference. So to you and I, it's not roughly the same. But for a school district, it's roughly the same. So they're going to go ahead and do that. And there's a ton of other stuff attached to this. Security improvements, parking improvements, traffic flow improvements. They're going to improve cafeterias, classrooms, add some classrooms and get rid of some of those portables. Separate Travis and Sixth Grade Center to where they're actually two separate schools with different entrances and exits and stuff like that.
And it's uncertain whether if a new elementary school is built and it takes the place of Bowie, if it would be built on that same location or generally that same location on Stonewall.
Yeah, haven't been able to confirm that exactly what would happen there. I'm sure that we're going to get a lot more details as the school board looks at it and then as it gets vetted to be put on the ballot.
Okay. Now you guys have, I say you guys, the Herald Banner folks, you all have a candidate program coming up?
Absolutely. We have a political candidate forum on February 10th beginning at 6 p.m. at the Landmark on Lee Street.
It's Monday evening.
Monday evening, yes, which is right next door for us, which is conveniently located. We're doing it in partnership with the Hunt County GOP Club, but we're also inviting Libertarian candidates, and we would invite Democrat candidates if there were some running for these races. We're going to be talking about the local U.S. Rep race, which is House District 4, the local state senator race, which is House District 2, or District 2, excuse me, and then also the district judge race for the 196th.
And this is Monday night, February 10th, 6:30 p.m.
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Yes, sir.
6 p.m. The Landmark on Lee Street, which folks who've been around for a while know that as the old post office.
Absolutely, and it still looks fantastic from the outside inside.
I'm sure it does. I'd love to go in there sometime. Caleb Slinkard, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Absolutely.
This morning.
Always a pleasure.
Caleb is with the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. You're starting the day with the Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.